Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to the Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Today, our guest is Lou. How are you doing today?
Doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. So nice of you. So, Lou, let us know where you live and what you do.
So, I live in Deerfield Beach, Florida, and I am the founder of Promotex USA. We are a white glove service provider to the swag and the branded merchandise industry.
Awesome. So can you guide us a little bit more on it? Like, what are your key responsibilities in this business? I can understand that an entrepreneur may have multiple hats, but what hats you are wearing at this point?
So I have a very, very strong team behind me. We are, we have multiple offices and warehouses. So we use a very, very, a brand new proprietary software that we just finished launching that helps us streamline our entire operation. But we have production department, sourcing department, logistics, marketing, and operations. So I wear all those hats on a daily basis. But I'm very blessed to have a very good team. We're very open and transparent with each other, and we achieve great things as a team.
Awesome. So how many directors you are, and what are the responsibilities divided in the directors?
So directors, I would say we have probably around four directors, but we don't like to label. So everyone works together, right? We don't have bosses or employees. We're all colleagues and we all work together. And depending on the department, some departments have one person, other departments have five, six people. We're not a huge company. We're about 25 people globally in-house. And then we have a lot of partners, right? So we have decoration partners, we have logistics partners, we have warehousing partners. So we are just as good as our partners, right? So when we rely on our partners, they have to come through for us because we need to come through for our clients. So over the years, we have built a very strong network of reliable partners. And that's really the word that I like to focus on is reliability. Our clients work with us because of our reliability. Our business is in the events and entertainment space. Everything we produce is branded, right, with a logo on it. So, for example, if you work with an airline and they order, 5,000 T-shirts for a big launch of a new product that they have, and we print on the T-shirts, big launch, June 10th, 2024, and we deliver it on June 11th, those shirts are going to the garbage, right? We can't sell them, at Walmart for a discount, or we can't give them away. So we take that very seriously. And like I said, we're in the events and the entertainment space. So everything needs to be 10 steps ahead. So our team and our processes that we put into place really streamline this entire process of the journey of branded merch, from the concept to the production, to the delivery, to the distribution. We do it all in-house.
Awesome. So you have a good team and very casual, I believe, processes. So, like, do you think that maybe after 1 year, 2 years, or maybe after 5 years, your team will be increased? I believe maybe your team will be increased. So do you think that you can keep all these things at that time as well? Or you think there will be some time where we will have to define a hierarchy? Okay, this is the hierarchy. This is how it will work. These responsibilities will be for XYZ and these responsibilities for me. So do you think there will be a point in the next few years?
So you're asking me if I think that my team will remain my team, or if they'll be replaced by what? By AI or automation? Is that what you're asking?
No. So obviously, with the passage of time, every business grow. And with the growth, your team size will also grow, right? So do you think that you will keep all these things? There's no boss culture. Everybody is doing everything, and we do everything collaboratively. So do you think that even after a few years, this process will be same?
I believe that as the needs grow, because I started this company almost 22 years ago, And absolutely. So as the team grows, the sales grow, the team grows, the departments grow, and we all work in sync together. If as long as we all have the same goal in mind, which is taking care of our customers, making sure products are of high quality, premium quality, delivered on time, yes, absolutely. Everything will grow.
Awesome. So how do you ensure the quality of the quality of the work and where everybody is contributing really well? So what is your quality assurance maybe processes?
So we have a very strict policy here where we do not proceed without samples. So every single product that we produce, and we produce such a wide range of products. You know, today we could be producing bar stools for a large automotive brand, which are steel and vinyl. Tomorrow we could be producing shot glasses with a logo of a big liquor company. The next day we could be producing technical t-shirts for the LA Marathon, right? So since we have so many different commodities that we work with and so many different fabrics and origins, we developed a team overseas that are on our payroll, and they receive all the quote requests. They run and find the best factories for every single product. They go physically to the factories, make the samples, send the samples over to our offices. We send them to our client, and the client approves. If that is not done, we will not proceed with an order. That's really our process.
All right, makes sense. Okay, let's talk about a little bit about the marketing. So marketing is the need of every business, I believe. So what are your parameters of marketing? Are you marketing offline or online?
So marketing, that's a very, very good question. Our main marketing initiative, or how we really, you know, started, is trade shows. Okay. So we actively exhibit at trade shows 6, 7 times a year, and our trade show repertoire is growing. So we're up to about 10 times a year. We're going to be at 10 trade shows in the next 12 months, where we have a booth and we exhibit our products, and that's how we make our sales. Now, in the last couple of years, we hired a full-time marketing specialist in-house whose job is to spearhead our digital marketing. So we are doing ads on Meta, Google, LinkedIn, and we're putting a lot of energy in that as well. So that's how we do our marketing.
All right. So do you believe that spending on ads while you're doing marketing, so do you think spending on ads makes sense for your business or not?
So that's a very good question, and it depends on what ad. We've tried many different channels, and some channels we failed miserably, others we did very well. Since we are a B2B company, okay, so we don't sell to the end user, we sell to businesses, it limits our channels a little bit. So we found that the place that works the most for us is really LinkedIn, because there's a lot of business professionals there.
All right. So in terms of marketing, basically marketing involves the feedbacks as well. So do you post your customers' feedbacks frequently on your social media, or you are not posting them?
We never post on social media without approval from our clients. And we do post when there is something to share, and we do get approval from our clients. We do post it on social media, but you have to understand that we are in the branding space, and we work with a lot of very high-level companies that want to keep their brands or their messaging. Many times we work with like launches, you know, so we can't disclose the launch before the employees know about it. So there's a limit as to what we can post, because we get information many times before the end user knows about it, and we take that very, very seriously. So we don't post unless we're approved to post.
Hey y'all, it's Dan Melnick, the CEO of Zing. And I wanted to share a special offer for all of our listeners. Right now, if you need software development services, we'll give you 2 weeks of a free trial. Do you need to update your website? Do you want to build a mobile app? Do you want to update something that you've been working on for a long time? We've worked in a high-level technology like AI, machine learning, blockchain. So shoot me a text, 817-874-2208. Thank you.
All right. So, okay, we were talking about the responsibilities. So do you think like there is a point when a founder should start delegating the responsibilities? Because I can give you my own example. I started my business in 2016, and at that time I was wearing a lot of hats. I was doing development, I was doing business development. I was doing, I was handling, in fact, finance. I was handling HR as well and many things. So eventually, after a couple of years, I realized, okay, now this is the time that I have to start delegating the responsibilities. So I started delegating the responsibilities. And in 2024, I have delegated almost all the responsibilities that were in the start of my business. So do you think there is any special point or any special reason to delegate the responsibilities, or you think you can keep the responsibilities rest of your life?
I think that the only way to grow a company is to hire people that are better than yourself and delegate responsibilities to them. So I think that if someone tries to micromanage his business, they're going to hit a ceiling very, very quickly, and they're going to realize that that's not the way to scale. You know, we believe at Promotex that we want to hire, you know, people that are specialists in their field, that are able to take, that have the same vision, we're aligned and able to take us to our destination. So yes, I agree with you 100%. You must delegate.
Awesome. So how do you differentiate your business from others in the market?
So we differentiate our business. First of all, we have a lot of experience. We've been in this business for 23 years. We call ourselves a white glove solutions provider to the swag industry. There's so many people in this industry that are selling, you know, like floor imprint or selling online, Staples promo. That's not what we do. I mean, we sell online, yes, but we like to partner with our clients. We have fewer clients, but larger clients, right? So our clients are companies that lean on us for ideas and for our resources. For example, we work with an international cosmetics brand, a worldwide cosmetics brand, that approached us because they were looking for a specific product that they were producing across the globe that needed to be bleach resistant. It was a bleach resistant towel, right? So all the women that are coloring their hair, they dry their hair with a towel, the towel was getting bleach stains on it. So this company approached us and said, hey, we know you have very, very strong resources overseas. We need a towel that passes the test with our logo on it. We need to order 40,000 towels to give to all our salons. So these are the kinds of companies that come to us, companies that need that extra service and the experience that we have. Anyone who wants to buy it, like just a pen or a mug or a keychain, you know, we're not going to be the cheapest every single time. You can go online and find something cheaper, but we are here to basically hold our customers' hands throughout the journey and make sure that they're taken care of from A to Z. So we were able to find this towel. After months of sampling and testing, our towel passed the test. We got approved for this program, and now this program is on repeat. We're repeating it over and over and over. So that's just one example of the kinds of companies that we partner with versus other swag companies that are just buying and selling the same products and fighting over nickels and dimes. Oh, I could get you this pen for 5 cents cheaper. Come to me. We don't work like that.
Makes sense. Completely makes sense. So in terms of your short-term goals, do you plan the short-term goals, or you just plan the annually goals?
I plan all goals. I'm a very goal-driven person. So yeah, in terms of goals, I'm all about the goals, right? So yeah, I plan short-term goals, long-term goals, but I like to call them mini goals, right? So when you make yourself a mini goal that's easier to attain, that's much easier than setting a goal that's very, very hard to reach, right? So internally here, we have very regular meetings where we set those goals on the marketing side, on the operations side, on the sales side. And when we set those goals and we reach those goals, we celebrate internally that we reached that goal. And then we set another goal, which is a little bit farther away, another milestone. So yeah, that's basically our company culture is we support each other to reach those goals one at a time. And ultimately to get to the biggest goal, which is success, sales, etc.
All right. So what is your very next goal? Obviously, it will be in terms of short-term goals. So what is your very next goal?
That's a very loaded question, I would say. My next goal. We're in the process right now of systemizing we just opened up a brand new warehouse, a large warehouse in South Florida at our head office. And we are in the process right now of systemizing that warehouse with, as I said, a brand new ERP software, which has a scanning feature, tracks all the orders from when they're placed till they're on the vessel, till they arrive, till they scan into the warehouse. So our goal right now is to, we just actually hired a full-time person in-house to manage this. So our short-term goal is to finesse our ERP software so that our customers have full transparency and visibility from the point of confirming the order, seeing where their order is, when their order checks in, and when their order gets shipped out of the warehouse. And we're well on our way to that goal.
All right. So in terms of your CRM, are you using CRM service of third party, or you have developed your own CRM?
So we developed our own CRM. It was completely customized to what we need. It was a project that took over a year, and it's still going. I'm new in this whole IT world, and I realized that this is a journey. It's a lifelong journey. You're never finished.
Yeah.
So you think that you're just going to sign up and say, okay, in 3 months it's done. It's never done, because you're always adding features and learning about it and expanding the software. So I realized very quickly in the last year and a half, you know, that we need to invest in technology. And that's really what sets us apart from our competitors, is that we invest in technology, which is so user-friendly and so transparent that the customers appreciate that. They want to know where the goods are, when they're coming, if there's a delay, what the live inventory is at all times, so that they can focus on growing their business. They leave all that stuff to us, and they focus on growing their brand and dealing with their customers. We basically do the heavy lifting. We approach our customers and say, hey, we're not just going to sell you, you know, a pen. We're basically going to manage the entire process for you from A to Z, and give you that white glove service. What is that white glove service? Giving out my cell phone number. My customers need to reach me at 10 p.m. I'm available. I track orders at 1 o'clock in the morning, because I know that there's events coming up and there might be a delay or a storm somewhere overseas that the ship gets diverted. That's the white glove service that you get with Promotex. You're not just a number. There's no ticket system. There's no 24-hour response time. We respond to emails within an hour latest. You know who we are. We share everything with you. And like I said, we hold your hand for the entire journey.
This is awesome. You're doing really well. So at the end, Lou, what would be your biggest piece of advice for our viewers who are entrepreneurs, they are going to be entrepreneurs?
So my biggest piece of advice is what I tell my own children, because I have teenage boys, and they're very driven and they're very excited to get into business and to learn.
Awesome.
My biggest piece of advice is to talk less and listen more. A lot of people like to just talk and they think they know everything. But I've learned throughout my years, and I made mistakes. I continue to make mistakes because it's a journey, right?
Yeah.
I learned throughout my years that if you listen more and you talk less, you get much further in life. Today, these kids are growing up in an environment where they have tools at their disposal that I never dreamt of having when I was starting my business 21 years ago. I remember when I started, there was barely the internet. I mean, we were sending emails. There was no emails on your phone. I was still going through the phone books to find companies. You know, today you have so many tools at your disposal, like digital marketing and TikTok and all kinds of tools that you can use to propel your business forward. So it's much easier to succeed. Although there's more competition, it's much easier today to succeed than it was when I started.
Yeah.
Just listen to your customers. Like I said, talk less, listen more.
Awesome. That's a beautiful advice, I believe. Well, I think you are the first one who gave this advice, and that's a great advice, obviously. So let us know where our viewers can reach you. You can share your website, you can share your social media handles, whatever you want to share.
I'll send everything over to you and you can post it.
Yeah, we will place it as well, but you can spell it as well.
Okay. So our website is promotexusa.com, promotexusa.com. You can find us on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, all social media channels. We post our products regularly. We have videos, we have team pictures, and we basically take you along the journey with us. So feel free to give us a like.
Awesome, though. So nice of you for appearing today. It was a really nice conversation. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.